Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
The big trending stories of the day. I plunked down for about an hour last night. Watched the old State of the Union address. I guess it was one of the longest.
The longest.
1 hour and 40 minutes. That's a lot of chit-chat, isn't it?
Yeah.
I geek out on this kind of stuff, though. I don't care who's up there speaking. I always watch. Just because I like to, know what's going on. I like to watch everybody's reactions. I also like that I've been in that room in the Capitol, so it kind of takes me back to when we vacationed and did the tours out there. And
that's
I'm like,
cool.
I've been in that room, and it's just kind of neat to see.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a patriotic dude, so I like all of that. And frankly, it went on for a long time.
The longest,
long
again,
time,
the
Katie.
Longest State of the Union address.
A lot of wins, Katie. A lot of wins.
I mean,
why does that matter? You didn't even watch it, Katie.
That
who cares?
I didn't. No, but that's the big news today. It's the longest speech ever.
Yeah, it's like 4 episodes of Love is Blind for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, why are you worried about the length when you lay on your couch and watch
like,
an entire season of something
I
in
like
one day?
Watching that.
Okay, well.
So does he. Jeremy likes watching
so
that. Like,
but again,
Katie's
it was
fired up. Watch
all
out.
I'm saying
coming
is
in
it's
hot.
The longest.
Longest, frankly.
And you can't deny that. It's the longest ever.
It was. That's why
matter.
I had to shut it off and go to bed.
Okay.
I was like, no more journeyed sleepy, frankly. Some of the best sleep ever.
Me to sleep too.
I do like watching the reactions. I also play a game in my head of who's sleeping with who. Sometimes in the audience, I like, oh, I bet you they're sleeping with each other.
Oh, that'd be fun.
But yeah, I don't
fun
know.
Game.
I don't care what side you're on. I just like watching it because it's just American.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like there was some times during the speech when we all should have been united in some of the things that are being done and being said, and there wasn't that, and I was sad. I was like, this is sad that we're not united on just a couple things.
Hmm.
I'm not going to tell you what, Katie.
No, it's fine.
But
it's...
I was just like, oh, I feel like we should
I wonder
all be
why
together.
We're not united.
I don't know. What else is going on? Selena Gomez fans aren't happy with Benny, what's his name, Blanco?
Well,
he's got a new podcast. It's called Friends Keep Secrets. And about a minute into it, I guess he farts. And then his feet are really dirty, and he's just kind of a disgusting dude, it sounds like. There it is.
That's funny.
So anyway, I guess they're not happy because he was kind of foul on the podcast, and Selena deserves better.
He's always been like that, though.
Always.
Selena has to know that because he is a gross, dirty dude.
Well, she has come out and said she loves how just... completely honest he is about everything.
Yeah.
Like, she's dated a lot of people who were not completely authentically themselves, and he has no shame in his squeaker game.
Slip
so.
That in throughout the show.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold on to that, I think. That little monkey, what's his name?
Punch.
And he's got that stuffy, okay? I guess that stuffy comes from IKEA. Well, get this. The $20 toy has pretty much sold out around the planet thanks to that goofy little punch monkey.
Yeah.
And people are then buying them. And of course, in true eBay fashion, throwing them up on eBay for like $200, $300, $400, $500.
Yeah,
so if you want one, yeah, make your money.
That's what it is. The
make
good update
money.
About that Punch the Monkey story is now two monkeys have taken little Punch under their wing. And now all the monkeys look like they're going to be getting along. And
really?
That's good. Like, we want Punch to be included in that monkey, kingdom. So that's what's
Absolutely.
Happening out there in Japan. Yay.
What else is going on? I get to holler Neon Moon today. Neon, where's my Neon Moon? Here we go. It's no secret. I feel like this is one of the greatest songs ever made.
It is.
Neon Moon, Brooks and Dunn, they are extending their Neon Moon tour into the fall with 14 brand new headlining shows. I know we're not a country station, but it just gives me an excuse to play this.
I'd go see them. Absolutely.
Find me somebody to slow dance with immediately. The sad news is they're not really coming anywhere near Colorado.
Do you know why, though?
Fort Worth, Texas is probably the closest.
They're going to be here with Morgan Wallen May 29th.
Yeah. They're opening for Morgan Wallen.
I want them
which is
to
crazy.
Be the headliner, though.
Yeah. I mean, that's.
I'm sure they're still going to play Neon Moon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Because they teamed up with Morgan Wallen and sang Neon Moon together with him.
Oh, that's cute.
It's a good rendition.
Josh has seen me in action when we're at a country bar and the country band's playing, and I had a little too many soda pops.
It's my favorite
too many
thing
Dr.
I've ever
Peppers,
seen.
And I start yelling at the band, Neon Moon!
Your wife, you looked over at me and goes, that's when you know.
That's
when you know.
That's when you know.
That's when you start cutting your bear off.
Sure
one of my
they
favorite
loved you.
Memories ever with you.
Neon Moon! And they played it, if I recall.
Yes, they did. They did.
You got some more sports stuff going on?
Yeah, going back to the State of the Union really quickly. Trump did say one thing about Connor Hellebuck, who was USA's goaltender, when winning gold and basically stole the gold medal game for them. He will be awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is huge deal. That's the highest honor any civilian can be awarded in the United States. And he is one of 12 athletes, most notably Tiger Woods and Megan Rapinoe were the last two to get it.
Yeah.
And he will be awarded soon the medal, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, for what he did. And they were kind of jokingly saying that he was the new Secretary of Defense. And I think that is kind of funny.
That is funny.
Obviously, with both men's and women's teams winning the Olympic golds, that's a huge deal. So
I love that.
That's exciting. And I'm excited for a USA goaltender getting that honor. He's the first hockey player to ever get that.
That's
so
sweet.
Very exciting. Go
defending
Team USA.
Defending the five hole, Jer. That's what they do. Okay. Stop. All right. Evergreen Lake Plunge is on. Yay. Traditionally, it's New Year's Day, right? And the lack of ice made them scrap that. So now, March 1st, you're going to get her done. You can still sign up for the plunge, and money raised for that goes to support local programs in Evergreen, like the Inspire Special Needs Program. And that helps kids get challenges engaged and moving. So
was the water too warm?
Love that. Yeah, no, the water, they didn't have any ice.
It wasn't
for
a cold plunge.
It wasn't a cold plunge, and they're like, it's what we do every year. So yeah, now March 1st again, and you can still get that signed up for that. Evergreen Lake Plunge is what you want to search.
Dunktastic.
Yay. Getting ready for firefighting drones in Aspen.
Uh-huh.
I love this. So it's the first in the country, which is a pretty big deal. So this summer, the Aspen Fire Department's going to start using the drones to respond to wildfires in the area. And what it's going to do is each drone carries 100 gallons of fire suppressing foam. So when they see a fire, or they hear of one, it'll go up there and take care of the fire. And Aspen gets 5 drones to start the program. So
how neat is that?
I know.
That?
It's really cool. Neat because that's where, I mean, so many wildfires all summer long they deal with, especially up there in the high country. So yeah, this summer.
That's
like,
great. And very again, beneficial for the wildfires.
It's the first in the country. So Aspen's kind of leading the way for this type of technology.
Good for them.
But how great would this be if you filled it up with some fun like foam and you had it at the club for like foam parties?
That'd be pretty cool.
Get everybody out on the dance floor and send the drone over and foam party.
No, that'd be fun. Like I'm sure they could get maybe one of the clubs downtown can get one of these firefighting drones. Seems totally legit.
Yes.
Okay. And I know we don't get too mixed up with the weather on the JKJ show, but I just wanted to point this out because Colorado's all over the place with their weather today. Did you know right now we have heavy snow expected in the mountains?
Yeah.
We also have wind and fire danger along the Front Range all day today. And we tied a record yesterday at the airport hitting 71.
I had shorts on yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
I was walking around the school yesterday and just because I sometimes do that, I go wander around random schools. And like most of the
weird
kids had like shorts and t-shirts on.
Yeah. No, it's definitely, and then the wind today coupled with it, it is a hat, skirt, and small dog alert. So they say just hang on to those things, right? Because
yes,
they could go flying away.
And the elderly.
Yeah, near 70 again today. So
fire
hot.
Danger, and I think the mountains are expecting a foot of snow.
That's what I mean.
Like,
come on. Like, Colorado's like my mother-in-law. It's just
they're like my girlfriend's bipolar.
Mind. I know. Jeez Louise. But okay, and then just one more because
do you know what I did yesterday?
What?
I filled up like a spaghetti pot, like full of water, like 6 or 7 times, and I went outside and dumped it on my trees. Total dad move.
Why?
Because they're dry.
Their sprinkler system's not open yet, right?
They're
thirsty, Katie.
Oh.
Like, I got these little Alberta spruces in my backyard, and I went out and I touched one of them, and all the needles were falling off. I was like, uh-oh.
It's a good
spruce. And then I talked to it. I was like, somebody's thirsty. Are you thirsty? Let me go get you some water with my spaghetti pail.
They like the way when you talk to them, though.
They do.
Makes them feel, included.
Drink up, little buddy.
But again, just one more with the Sundance Film Festival, because that's coming to Boulder, right? And it's not for a year. So January of next year is when it's going to come to Boulder. But the list of venues and theaters have been released. And the festival is going to take place. Yeah, Jared Polis said the economic impact to the state could be more than $2 billion over the decade.
That's a lot of cheddar.
The festival would call Boulder home. So that's a really big deal, and I'm sure leading up to it, we're just going to see more and more stories about how Colorado in general is going to be very excited to host Sundance. So there you go.
That's exciting.
There's my high.